Tai tari fefe ki motolo hou eiki pia moe kakae whanua, koe tau polo kala ma funga neni oe fefe ni pia moe PMN Tonga. Oh yes, welcome aboard to our program. Koe tau whanua nga whakea ni he ngalo ea pia moe ngalo ope. Koe tai mika osia ni ae miniti e hongo fuluma a hiva me he whae fiafi. We're about 20 minutes away from the top of the hour here in Aotearoa. And if you're tuning in from a different part of the world, maloe la maria si oto ofa tali tari fiafia koe. Now, five-time New Zealand discus champion Siositina Hakeai is eyeing out to break the world record in her new sport of heavyweight lifting. She's only 27 years old and she's picked up a national record for lifting 237 kilograms in her first New Zealand Strongman Series competition in 2019. She also broke the New Zealand and Oceania women's deadlift record at 270 kilograms by the end of last year. The women's world record sits at 290 kgs, so you can see she's not too far away, and she joins us now. Maloi lele Siositina.
Hi, John. How are you?
Saipe, Maloi. Welcome to the program. Look, just tell us a little bit about yourself, and you know, because you weren't always in this sport of weightlifting. Can you tell us about your original sport and what made you change your mind to go into this?
So I've been doing discus for about 14 years.
Wow.
So I represented New Zealand at the World Champs and a couple of Commonwealth Games.
Cool, yeah.
I've been doing it for such a long time that I slowly fell out of love with the sport. And I knew that wasn't good for my well-being. And,
wow.
So I gave Strongman a go and I fell in love with it. And, yeah. The rest is history. Well, I only started last year, but...
You enjoying it, obviously.
Yeah.
So tell me about, how did you prepare for this new sport from, you know, from throwing now to lifting?
With discus, I was already introduced to lifting, so it wasn't new to me. What was new was packing on the extra kgs on the end of the barbell. So that was quite new and that took a toll on my body. I'm enjoying it.
That's the other thing as well is your health as well with the impact of, you know, you're lifting heavy, weights. I'm sure there's a bit of concern from you or especially your family in case you might injure yourself.
Definitely from my mum. My mum, she's a self-qualified physiotherapist. She qualifies herself.
Nice, nice. We all are.
I think every Tongan mum's are. There's a lot of concerns from my mum, but I know my body and I definitely know when I need to see a physio. But so far, my body's doing okay. I'm just making sure that I'm always getting regular checkups and, affect me in the long run.
I love how you just go from one intense sport, from discus to weightlifting. You know, it's not like you change your mind, oh, maybe I might take up knitting or playing last card or something. But you just chose another epic sport.
I think us as islanders are naturally strong and I think that's such a huge field that we can stand out in. And that's why I thought I'll give it a go. And
no, it's awesome.
I got the Oceania record.
Well done. And talking about breaking records, you're looking at you're aiming high for the world record. I understand.
Yeah. The world record was never in the radar, but when I found out how close I was, I have nothing to lose and might as well give it a crack. While my bones are fairly young.
Good on you. Tell me about the preparation that you have to go through to prepare for this kind of, strength-based sport.
A lot of weights, a lot of stretching, a lot of rolling, but also it's a mind game. You get out what you put in, because at the end of the day, you're the only one on the stage lifting the weights by yourself. But yeah, just a lot of massages from mum and the physios. But yeah.
And I understand that you hope to represent Tonga in the near future. Is that something that's still on the cards?
I don't know if I can do this, but like I still enjoy throwing. Still enjoy throwing. But that's a big goal of mine, is to represent Tonga in track and field. And I've always told myself, before I finish from athletics, I need to, wear the white and red. To represent Tonga in track and field, and then New Zealand in strongman or weightlifting.
You are just you're aiming high there, and we wish you the very best for that. And I know you will do well. For those who may not know about the strongman competition, is I beg a key from Matala no my bill. Just give us a little brief information about this sport, the strongman.
It's two different sports. So I'm doing powerlifting and strongman. It's two different federations.
You can't get enough, eh? You just love it.
I need to calm down. So with strongman, you go from like pulling trucks, lifting rocks to like, deadlifts. You're lifting different and unique implements. And then with powerlifting, you've got your three basic lifts, and that's the squatting, bench, and deadlift.
I'll tell you what, even lifting my hand or even getting out of bed, I think that should be a competition on its own. Any final thoughts for any other female that might be thinking of, going into track and field or perhaps maybe, weightlifting?
Just give it a go. And if you enjoy it, just, put your heart and soul in it, and, hopefully you get out what you want to put in and represent your country. But yeah.
We're looking forward to the near future. In the near future, you might represent Tonga. But before we say goodbye, just tell us where you're from in Tonga while we have you, because I'm sure people are wondering which part of Tonga you're from.
So my mum's from Kanakolo and my dad's from Kolomotua.
Iwi, whangawhetai, whangawhetai, takou tau whamirite. Tō atu. Well, ofalahi atu ki a koe mālo, a pito si ka mai he polokalama o FFNI, and we wish you the very best, and please look after yourself. I would love to have you in the studio one day in the near future.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Take care. God bless.